that the environmental issues are so critical to the region's future. The director gave us a very comprehensive overview of the environmental issues, but we talked a lot about Gallipoli and efforts to control it and also to make the illegal miners into legal miners, because fundamentally that is at the heart of some of the economic issues. So I believe that I'm off to a good start here in terms of understanding the mining issues. I'll be visiting legal operations like Newmont, as well as trying to get a better understanding of the Gallipoli. But I also want to understand the timber issues, the economic issues in the region, because they're all interconnected. And yesterday, President Akufo-Addo talked about making Accra the cleanest city in the country. So I wanted to come to the cleanest city in the country so that I could make some comparisons.
For his part, the regional director of the EPA, Francis Nyagbenu, said he made two crucial appeals to the Americans in the fight against Gallipoli.
We appeal to the U.S. government to assist the security agencies with two helicopters to help in the monitoring of Gallipoli activities, especially those in inaccessible areas, rivers and streams. We also appeal to the international community to help us in the reinstatement of the large tract of degraded Gallipoli lands, because the cost in reinstating this land is very frightening. If the government alone is to do it, it means you will be foregoing schools, hospitals, supply of water, other social amenities, as well as other development projects. The district assemblies cannot use their scarce resources to reinstate the degraded lands.
The American ambassador and his entourage also paid a courtesy call on the Mahini of the Sunyani traditional area.